רב.
Rav, we understand the importance of mutual mead. We talked about it yesterday. We also read something about it. But the words we heard were so exciting. So I want to ask you now, we want to demand and enter and make contact with the light, with the Creator during this meal. So how can we come to such a demand? Our world is a result of the spiritual world. We spoke today, how do we enter our spiritual development, where the group becomes the spiritual womb, and we, in our unity, as the drop of semen inside the womb, and this is how we develop as a group, on condition that we want to be inside that group. Like the drop of semen needs to nullify itself in order to be inside the womb. We too should nullify ourselves in order to be united with or inside the group. So also the group, in order to be the right environment as a womb towards the drop of semen, this is how we should relate to each and everyone, to embrace him, to connect him, to observe him into the environment. When we're having this activity together, well, we're eating together, but we know that in the human culture, meal, eating together, it talks about unity, connection. It expresses the desire of people to be together. It's like receiving the light into the kli. So if we'll attach it, our attentions, intentions, so that we'll be together, then I think that there's a great potential here, an opportunity, the possibility. We're not in such a connection every day. So at least during those 2 days, let's do everything we can to reach that unity. So that opportunity would just go through us, that will simply want to be as one. And let us hope it'll happen. United with our intentions, everyone should work in two channels. On the one hand, he wants to be included inside the group, to be inside as much as possible, not to stay on the outside. There's nothing out there. Rather, one should immerse himself into the group on the one hand. And on the other hand, he also wants to give from himself an ability to everyone to connect into himself. I'm prepared to integrate into the group under their condition, and at the same time, I'm prepared to be an environment for everyone else, a kli that absorbs everyone else. In such a mutual work, we will succeed. The friends made a good preparation. They have prepared themselves for many years. They are my loyal students. I feel them very close to me. So let's connect together. Let's unite. And it'll happen. Uno. Mauro, where are you? Due. Tre. Lechaim.
Attention. Rav, I wanted to ask you a question. I wanted to ask this during the lesson, but there was no time, actually. During the lesson, you drew the line of the human development that starts from beneath and reaches some kind of a top. And then you also drew the 125 degrees, or the 21st century. And it seems that there is, that like nature is pushing toward this. I'm studying Kabbalah and I'm taking part in this convention. My question accordingly is, what can I donate in order to determine things for the better, to make things positive? In light of all that you said before about nature, because nature has already reached the next level, the scientists, they're already talking about it, and we're still not capable of achieving the next level. So I, as a Kabbalah student participating in a congress, what can I donate to the attainment of the following level? How will this level change? The level will not change. All in all, we're controlled by nature. We can't change it. The laws, we can only hasten our development before the blows reach us from behind, for us to run forward and run not because we want to be saved from the blows, but in order to bring contentment to the higher force. And this is why, just like yesterday, we were on the European Committee. We met the representative of the European market in Italy to try and to explain to everyone that the world has no choice. He says that he has no choice. You remember what he said yesterday. How can we unite 27 countries? It's impossible. Each one's one way or another. People always think that there is no choice. When will they have no choice? When really the suffering will reach a state that you need to explain more and more that now we still have time to advance in a nice, good way with the light that pulls us through unity. The entire correction of the world has to be in love another as thyself. And the light, it works from up front if we just want it, and therefore realize it in the group, realize it in the love of friends, and try and connect the entire world to it. Anyhow, you see that throughout years and years, we have hundreds of thousands of friends worldwide. In the past few years, whatever we talked about earlier, that the world is coming to a crisis and things are going to be hard and we have to unite because we have no choice and so on. Today became clear to everyone. This is why these are signs that the Creator, He is revealing Himself. Because of the force of the general bestowal that's approaching the world doesn't feel well, feels itself opposite to the force of love and bestowal. Wait, you eat. I talk, you eat. You know, it's like with kids. I tell a fairy tale and you eat.
As
So, in short, the main thing is not to become despaired, to do what we have to do, and we'll see how successful it really is. I think that you have a very unique opportunity here in your country to do it, and in whatever you wish, we will help. We'll come and work together. Lechaim! Hello, Rav. I'm Marcio, and I'm from Naples. And I wanted to ask you a question. In Naples, we're living in a very unique reality. In Kabbalah, I learned that there are two ways, the way of suffering and the way of light. And you said that in a few years, that no one listened to you, no one will listen to you, but in a few years, everyone will listen to you due to the blows. And this makes me very sad when I see my friends that are not interested in spirituality whatsoever. Maybe at least I can give an explanation to all that's going on, but they feel only the suffering. And even if I try to explain to them about the connection and everything, they continue doing what they're doing. And this is a very, very big problem. I feel great suffering specifically because of this. So my question is, how will I be able to seriously accelerate the development of my group, but also of the people, the rest of humanity, the people that I'm connected to that have no interest, but in a truthful manner? How? In one word, start making workshops. Start doing workshops. Start doing round tables. Sit them in a circle. So we'll start talking. Let's start talking. What's the problem? What stands in our way to have a good life? To live. Let's look for a solution. If we will unite as one family in a round table, will we find the solution or not? Each one has something that he can give to the others. Each can help the others. Among us, there are many people that can help each other for free. We won't have to pay money someplace in other places. Let's unite in order to buy our supplies for cheap. Let's do something in order to ease our situation. There's someone who gives circles or extracurricular curriculum activities for the kids, classes and so on. He'll do that. Why pay money? Someone else, he's a doctor. He can, see us. Why pay a doctor? Someone else, he's a lawyer or an accountant. He'll help us organize our things if we need. We can save plenty of money if we're together. We'll open some kind of a warehouse for clothes that no one needs, so that people will take from there whoever needs it. Let's make some kind of a connection between us and show others how it truly makes things easier for everyone when we're in a state like others, but we live in a, that we're in the same situation like others, but we're well off. And you'll find suddenly there a spiritual force with abundance. without the wisdom of Kabbalah, without anything, this is what you can do for everyone. Show them what the force of unity is.
Shalom Rav.
Per favore, una domanda sulla divulgazione.
Hayti rotza lishol shela al hafatza.
I have a question about dissemination.
אנחנו לומדים שה
We learn
potere di dirigere l'uomo all'azione.
שלא אישה יש את הכוח להניע.
The woman has the force to motivate the men to act. If a woman is the deficiency, if a woman has a deficiency, a desire, then automatically she pushes the men to fulfill that desire. So I want to ask, when we disseminate to the 99%,
fare un'azione particolarmente specifica verso le donne,
can there be a specific action towards the women of the 99%? So if we will replace their deficiencies and desires, they will be able to push their men to choose other goals, other things in the daily life desires? Like I just said to our friend from Napoli, we can do it through women who certainly suffer more than men from the shortage that is now increasing. And if the ladies will want to connect in order to ease their materialistic life, they can force men without any problem. Therefore, we should pull women towards connection to explain to them how much it can help them. And they will push the men forward to start having such small discussions in workshops. First of all, among the ladies, and then they will pull their men into it. There is no man who can cope with a woman. If she will want to, she will grab him by the ear like a little child. Isn't it so, men? Yay! That's a sign that this is true. Yeah. A woman can do everything. That corresponds the upper nukva, the divinity, which includes all the forces in her. And from her, man rises to the Creator. So you can do everything. We have advanced throughout thousands of years. Well, men did all the mess in this world. Now it's women's turn to put things in order. L'chaim. I wanted to ask a question. In Rome we have a very strong core which allowed us to open a Kabbalah center, and I wanted to ask you, what are the first steps that we should take in order to pass on this wisdom to the people, to the masses, to the 99%? We will speak about it during the next lessons. I don't really know your environment, how we can make contact with them. We will speak about it together. Together we will be able to reach a decision of how we should start working with them. This is a very delicate matter, so I don't want to just give any of my advices. You heard my general advices, so we'll sit together, we'll discuss it, and we'll scrutinize what needs to be done and how, together. I want to wish all of us a happy holiday. This is a holiday which we all celebrating together. And like always, everyone here are very serious. And God, that gives me the opportunity to wish all of us that we will continue this way from one holiday to the other. I've been dreaming about this moment for 3 years now, just to see Rav, but I couldn't come to Israel, to the Israel Convention, so this is why I'm here in Italy. And I'm here not just because I study Kabbalah. To study Kabbalah in a foreign language, it's very complicated. And this is why I was listening only to Rav's lessons. And it so happened that I'm a foreigner living here in Italy. There's a group of people like me who's working in Italy. They all study as I do. These are all countries of the former Soviet Union, Ukraine, Belarus. These are ladies working day and night for dissemination. And above everything else, work in order to bring people out of a state of depression. This is mainly what I do.
Ma anche queste basi di studio che io faccio con le donne basandomi sugli studi di Kabbalah.
And also studying Kabbalah with the rest of the ladies.
Quando sono arrivato alla Kabbalah ho sentito dal Rav che diceva che le donne non possono essere insegnanti. Stava finendo. E proprio adesso voglio dire come le donne.
Как мы женщины можем
And how can we the ladies. I wanted to ask Rav how to teach women the wisdom of Kabbalah. According to what I hear, you should still learn many more things, because I didn't speak like this at all. So you still need a great study before you can teach others. We will talk about it some other time.